Hallo, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer einer weiteren Folge der Interviews for Future, dem Podcast der Scientists for Future Leipzig, heute auf Englisch. Hello, dear listeners of podcast Interviews for Future from Scientists for Future Leipzig. We now want to talk about the Russian attack to the Kakhovka Dam in Ukraine and what it's the effect to the ecosystem there. And so I will say hello to Katerina Filiuta. Hello, Katerina.
Hello.
You are from Ukraine Nature Conservation Group. That's an NGO, and you are working to protect nature, to protect biodiversity and ecosystems. That's right?
Yes, and I work for establishing new protected areas in Ukraine.
So can you tell us a bit about the ecosystem that has been there?
The Kakhovka Reserve is the second largest reserve in Ukraine, and it was the second largest reserve in Ukraine, and it terms near 2,000, more than 2,000 square kilometers, and it had the largest in terms of water volume, near 19, as I remember, cubic kilometers of water. And it's located in the three big regions, like the Zaporizhia region, Dnipropetrovsk region, and Kherson region. And the dam of Kakhovka Reserve held more than 15 billion cubic meters, or as I said, 18 cubic billion meters of water, and about this, the territory of Kakhovka Reserve, we established and we had 11 protected areas, big protected areas like National Park Kaminska Sich, or Great Meadow National Park, original landscape Panay, and in the floated territory and territory dam was blown up by Russians, we have 47 national protected areas like national parks, Oleshki Sands or Bilobrezhye Svyatoslava, the translate in English, the Ivory Coast of Svyatoslav, and Lower Dnipro, and we have Black Sea Biosphere Reserve, which is a part of UNESCO World Network of Biosphere Reserves, and the territory around the Kakhovka Reserve was studied by our scientists, and we prepared near 20 articles for ministry to create the new protected territories in this around the territory. And as a result, we need to understand that a lot of numbers of protected territories describe this territory with a huge level of or kind of biodiversity, and the territory with rare species, rare habitats. Oh. And now some of them we lost it. And I think that we need decades to recover the biodiversity in this territory that which affected.
Did the UNESCO reacted to this Russian attack?
They expressed concern and urged to don't destroy this territory, just all over the world, international organizations said about the war in Ukraine since 2014.
Okay, words indeed,
yes.
But reality is it's destroyed, and what
yes.
There may be for sure short-time and long-time effects to ecosystems. Can you start to describe the short time effects it has?
Short time effects, I think that everyone saw short time effects in the videos from the floated territory. The best example of this is the Lower Dnipro National Park. It's a catastrophic man-made flood that flooded the cities, villages, the territories of national park like Lower Dnipro, and more than, as I remember, near 19% of this territory was flooded, and the level of water is now less, but not enough to recover the territory of national park. And with our experts, and we saw the impact for fish population. The vast majority of all fish inhabiting the reserve died due to the sharp shallowing, and some of them were carried out of the sea. Another impact was for birds. In the Kakhovka Reserve, we have a special elevated places. We called it Kuchgur. It's a flooded island in the middle of the reserve, with it's a place for nesting rare birds, for Eurasian oyster catcher, little egret, squawk or heron, or common snowbill, and another. I know the one is penduline teat. Yes, and during the years and decades, it started by our ornithologists, and now this territory is has the access for predators and humans, and rare species can re-nest the new population. And this year, population of these birds died when the water is decreased. And we need to wait for next year and waiting and research the territory of this Kuchgur, and so which what will happen with population of these rare birds. Maybe we can't check them in this territory, or we can find some species, but we think that it's impossible to find all species that we noted before the dam was blown. And another impact, maybe with number, another impact with numbers, it's about nerves. More than 200 nerves were caught in the national park Tuzlivskiy Limany. More than 500 maybe kilometers from the place where the dam was blowing. It's a Black Sea coastal national park, and they caught 200 of nets, and only 50 of nets was survived. Another died. Not 200 kilometers from the habitat, yes. Another point of short term is the speed decrease of water level create more than 200,000 hectares, create the territory with nothing, without plants. Yet it looks like desert. And our scientists visited the territory near the national park Kamenskoe Sich. It's situated above the territory and near the territory of Kakhovka Reserve, and they create a special pots for research, which type of plants will growing up in the territory, which now is without anything, as I said. Another. We thought only about the territory which situated about the place where the Russians blowing up the dam, but more than 600 hectares, as you remember, of the territory under the place where the dam was blown, they are floated. And we know that level of groundwater will increase. And for example, for Oleshki sand, we have this problem because we know that this territory is special for Ukraine because Oleshki sand is the first desert in Europe. And of course, we need to understand that not only fish or only plants are affected, habitat of rare species or traditional species. We need to understand that some not only population of animals, we talk about emerald network. It's like it's a whole ecosystem, like a network of protected areas like Natura 2000 in Europe, in European Union. We have the emerald network and all protected areas and territories around these areas are the part of emerald network. And now we have and now they affected by the dam explosion. And of course, to count all the consequences of dam explosion, it's need a time, it's need a money, and it's need the most important things like research. And we just started to do this, but it's difficult because one right bank is liberated of the Kakhovka Reserve and the left bank is occupied now. And the territory of reserve is shelled time to time. And sometimes our scientists don't want to risk by their lives because it's dangerous for their life.
Is this a topic in Ukraine, that there's still environment ecosystems affected? And
first of all, we need to protect the territory. It's important to save lives, to protect people, protect the territory. But our experts from UNCG works and studied a lot of cases after the Second World War, how to rebuild the territory, how to rebuild the nature, how to protect the nature, and we know scientists from Kherson State University who worked years before about to study the biodiversity of Kherson region, of the Zaporizhia region, and they know everything about the biodiversity before the war, and now they visited the territory which were affected, and they can do some conclusions, and I hope that But of course, they need the research. They need to check points in which point they are now and later, and to write some articles with Sol for biodiversity in this region. How to protect the territory, how to rebuild this territory, how to renew this territory. And I think that experts and scientists will work for it. But first of all, we need to occupy all of the territory, because we can't do something in the right bend without left bend, because it's an ecosystem.
Yes.
Affected by war, but we need to deoccupate our territory first of all.
And as you said, there's shelling if there's partly occupied, and they shell from there the other side. What's about the mines? There's many. I've heard about they flooded one with a flood into Black Sea and so on. But on the occupied side, there's, as we see in, here and there, there's so many mines in the ground. Is this how does this affect the nature, maybe directly, and for sure the possibility to rebuild later when you freed your territory?
It's a hard question for discuss, because first point that we need unmined the territory for agriculture, for example. But some our scientists discuss that the territory which stayed the mined is better for nature than the territory without mines, for example. I know, and our experts know, that some of mine were floated and transported to the Black Sea from the river bend, but a lot of territory stayed mined in the occupied territory, like the territory of National Park Kamenska Sich. The front line in these national parks, these national parks was two front lines. First, when they were occupied, and the second, when they were deoccupied. And the territory of national parks sheltered by Russians and later by Ukrainians, because they need to deoccupy this territory. And scientists and staff of national park only work in the territory with near the road and some territory without mines, by which received by our state agency, for emergency agency. It's like our suppers, yes, by suppers. People of this national park can't, staff of this national park can't work, because all buildings were destroyed by shellings. For example, they lost their administrative building, they lost their cars and another equipment which was stolen by Russians, like computers, special technical equipment for scientists. It's a big problem. Really, the mining territory, it's a big problem. As you remember, near 30% of Ukraine are mined. First of all, we need to remind the territory which is popular for visitors. I talk about nature, not about agriculture, cities, because of course it's important. And first of all, I talk about the nature and the national parks. And I think that we will need years and years, decades, for reminded the territory. really. And we can talk only of about only one type of mind. It's as I know, and my colleagues near all types of mind are used in this war, and we first of all, the sappers need to check all the territory, but we didn't have a lot of sappers, enough sappers in Ukraine, because we have a large territory, and it's hard because the majority of our population can't understand the dangers of this. It's hard. It's really hard. The mind, that it's a big problem, really.
Yeah. So, get you help from Western countries or maybe NGOs here in Germany? We have many nature NGOs. Maybe for sure they can't come and dig out the mines, but maybe there's some support on this way you get, or maybe you need.
First of all, it's a task for our police, our sappers, and these people are professional. And we, as I know, I saw the news that European Union will teach our sappers and will help us to remind that our territory. But we need to understand that it's a big, big percent of the territory, and we need the years, and we know that territory, for example, of Oleshki Sands in 19th was a landfill or training ground for our soldiers, and it was it stayed mined during the years. And now this territory is occupied, and I hope that only Russians visited the territory.
Yes. I've heard about that it could be possible that Dnieper will now go back in the ancient, in the original line where it was flooding before building up the dams.
Yes, the Dnipro, now Dnipro River looks like ancient, like in the ancient, without reserve, but the territory around the Dnipro River now is a desert without anything. And our experts work to create some ways how to do this territory like close to nature, maybe, and semi-nature, like the previously ecosystem, land ecosystem, not a reserve. But scientists discussing every time about how to, which type for renovation, recovery will this territory will be better. And I think, and our experts think that we need to create a semi-nature ecosystem with a steppe ecosystem, for example, but some of scientists think that we need renew the reserve because they saw that it would be the best way, but not only the scientists about biodiversity, of course, archaeologists, historians think that so that we need to save this territory for a siege, and because it's important for our history. I think that and experts of UNCG think that we need to create a new a new way for agriculture in this territory, because we know that the territory of this region, affected region, was like arable farming, and we need create or paste for to livestock farming, which is more sustainable for environment, and it's in the current climate condition, it's better for nature, of course.
Yeah, that's one point for sure, that it's climate is changing too, and so biologic agriculture is for sure much better.
Everything needs to change, but I think that it's a time for future after the, when we will win this war with Russia, and how to say it, only after our win, because we can't rebuild, renew this, recover this territory during the challenge, of course.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, and what does it make to you, so that you see, okay, there's climate change coming, there's not so much time in the end to prepare for climate change, and now there are the Russians and in between and making war, and you can't do the steps they are needed at the moment? Or is there the possibility to do something in this situation?
From the dam explosion by Russians near 2 months ago, and first of all, we need to time the nature need to time to start live in the new with new conditions. Nobody can describe what will be later with nature, because no one can't research a full can't prepare the full research in this territory, a big research, and I think that for climate change, it's better maybe to renew the historical river and wetlands near the river Dnipro, and it's more sustainable for whole Europe, because the Dnipro is one of the most largest rivers in the Europe. But we need the advocacy, this campaign. We need to create some articles. We need to describe for politics, for our partners from European Union who wants to fund some actions for rebuild the reserve, and not only Ukrainian scientists, we need to protect, and we need the support from European scientists who wants to save, who wants to stop or maybe adapt to the climate change, and this territory, it would be like a first big point how to adapt to the climate change and save the habitats and create nature habitats in destroyed territory. I think that it would be great, some a big project or nature biodiversity project, and for our country, it would be a big source how to explain the climate change, and explain how wetlands and nature rivers help to adapt to the climate change.
Is it for this very needful or useful to get in European Union, so that you're more?
I think yes, because European Union has a lot of directives, habitat directives, and they They have a lot of points like about protect the territory and not only the European Union. Because it's important for all the Europe, because Ukraine has a large territory and part of this territory is the biggest part of this territory in agriculture, and Europe and Ukraine needs nature for species, for habit, for to protect the habitat, and I think that nature didn't have the borders, of course, and yes, and we need to understand that the European nature is it's a one big system, and we can't destroy this system, and I think that we have a chance to restore this some territory which was destroyed by Soviet Union.
You mean that does have a very good effect to biodiversity in completely European, so because you can build very big habitats of biodiversity that spread out over borders.
Yes, Dnipro, of course, because Dnipro is a territory for migratory or a lot of birds. It's a European migratory corridor.
So it's birds, they are not only staying there, that's birds, they are living partly there, other time in the year.
They migratory they can move from one place to another place, of course. It's another point.
Yeah, so first migrate out the Russians, and then...
yes, yeah. I agree.
How is it personally for you? So that these attacks from the Russians makes you angry, and this anger gives you energy?
Attacks by Russians will make me angry. It's not angry. It's maybe it's not angry. I understand that I need to more support my army, my country, and of course, in some situation, I will donate more and more, like for special for funds, for example, or for my colleagues, which are volunteers that help some soldiers, and. I think that I started live in the new reality, in the war reality, since that February 2022, and now I just check which territory and check information about my friends, my colleagues in this territory, or. Of course, sometimes it's a part of protected areas with which we work, UNCG work, and we try to help, but it's not angry. I understand that we need to work more to help.
Yeah.
Because you can't live it only with angry.
For sure, for sure. Is there something, a message maybe you want to spread out to Germany? Maybe especially our listeners are scientists or close to science, and for sure, if they are active in climate, they are close to nature. So is there something you want to tell them?
First of all, I want to say thank you for support Ukraine. Thank you for support Ukrainians, and we have scientists that are in the war zone now. We have protected areas that are occupied, and we have the protected area staff that are in the armed forces in Ukraine, and our organization continue work to help them, to support them. For example, we work with people from occupied territories. We help them to leave this territory. We support the people, support the protected area staff in the armed forces, and the most important point that we support the protected territories, because the territories which lost all their equipment continue working, and they need computers, they need cars, sometimes they need buildings because they didn't have it, they destroyed. And I hope that you will visit our website and will support our organization, and we will support the protected areas, and please support us, continue our support, because Ukrainians believe and work for win in this war, and I hope that it would be in close time, but we need support, and thank you so much that you invited our organization, that you listened us and listen me, and thank you so much. I hope that this information can help and to understand in which reality and with which problems we live now.
And Karina, I thank you for this interview in these difficult times.